As the COVID-19 numbers rise, health professionals recommend avoiding flying, but a growing number of people are ignoring that advice. Studies have found taking a plane may be less dangerous than going shopping at a grocery store, but you need to be the judge. From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The good news is the air on planes is renewed every 2 or 3 minutes, and almost all planes have high-tech filters that trap 99.9% of particles. The wearing of masks in airports and airplanes is enforced. There is the occasional passenger who doesn't comply. And I can tell you that person will never be permitted to fly that airline again. And there have been very scattered reports of passengers catching COVID from an infected fellow passenger. But again, the numbers are very small. To help you decide if the risk is worth the flight, you can find several academic studies from Harvard, Tufts, and others by searching the web for catching COVID-19 on an airplane. I found planes and airports spotless, and I've been flying Delta that has vowed to keep the middle seat empty until the end of March. I wish other airlines would commit to that, too. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.